Are you trying to be difficult, Fussy Bum? No. No, come here. No crawling away. It's sleepy time, baby. You have no idea what I'm saying, do you? You're real cute, though, still. Tell me the story about how I met your mother. Thought you'd remember it. I'll tell you again when you're older, but I can't think of anything else to tell you. And I know when I talk to you, you end up falling asleep much faster, so. God. It must be at least 5 years now. No. 6. Your mother, she was something else. I remember when I was at a bar, which is a place you won't be going to for a very, very long time. It was after work one day, and I was just drinking there. And it was one of those like kind of bars that were like, you know, during the day it was just kind of like a low-key place, but then in the afternoon or the night it kind of picked up and became more hip and cool. I mean, you have no reference point for any of this, but so yeah. And I'm just sitting there drinking. I have my head buried into my phone like an idiot, you know. Too shy to make conversation with people. I just wanted to drink, and I don't know why I was even there. I think I was supposed to meet some friends, but then this woman came in. I just happened to look away from my phone just in the instance, just to catch her out of the corner of my eye, and instantly, every eye in the room was on her. They were looking. She was gorgeous. Your mother's gorgeous. She's beautiful. So of course every guy was looking at her. She walks straight up to the bar. She takes a seat. The empty seat next to me. And there I am, nursing this, you know, half full Lucky Buddha. I put away my phone and I try to compose myself, you know. Try to get the best game face on. And I hear her order her drink. And the bartender walks past me. And I say, I'll cover what she's having, and one more Lucky Buddha, please. You know, trying to, with any kind of real authority in my voice. Oh. And I turn to her, and she chuckles, and then changes her order, and she goes, "Actually, I'll have what he's having." And so she gets this Lucky Buddha too. And we're both sitting there at the bar, and I just introduced myself because I didn't know what else to say. I just said, you know, "Hi." I put out my hand and she said, "Hi." And there was like this pause, you know, this moment where I felt like I needed to fill the space with something. There's these TVs there, you know. Some of them were showing, I think it was football at the time. I didn't know what to say, so I looked at the screen. The Browns were playing. And the first thing I think about to say is, how about them Browns? She instantly goes, excuse me? I backtrack instantly. Football? You watch? You know, just so hesitant, just so, like, jittery. Your mother scared me. She was intimidating. She was just like, there was this woman, you know, that was just, God, she was just everything that, like, I would, like, when I was a kid, like, obviously older than you, maybe, well, a little older than you. You know, you dream about, like, these, like, a perfect woman. Like, what would that be? Your mother was that. And then, like, everything else. I mean, I was so lucky that you get, like, that first date with her, and then that first date turned into a second date, and then she thought I was funny, and, you know, it was, I just, you know, I feel like 1 year later, you know, she's talking about, you know, if you proposed to me, I would totally say yes. You know I would. I didn't know she would say yes. I mean, even with the ring in my pocket, I was still so scared. Because I just was like, no, this can't be possible. Like, every morning I'd wake up and I'd look over, and I'd see your mom, and I'd think, God, I am so lucky. I am so incredibly lucky. And then I'd reach over and, like, touch her, and she's, like, real, and she's there. And I just... I'm just in constant awe of it. So you, baby, are very, very, very lucky. You really are. I know mommy isn't home right now. Trust me, I miss her. I know you miss her, but I really miss her. Really is the love of my life. And I don't feel like many people get to say that. That they gotta marry the love of their life. You know, my only regret is, though, I didn't meet her sooner. If I met her sooner, you know, you'd be way older. Although I probably would have gone clinically insane. Because right now I'm barely holding on with the lack of sleep I'm getting, but you're worth it. My baby. I remember exactly when you were born, too. January 3rd, 2:15 a.m. You were 5 pounds, 11 ounces. You were a fireball when you came into this world. You were screaming and yelling. You wanted all the attention. You were instantly a star as soon as you came onto the scene. And you gave your mother quite a run for her money, I'll tell you that much. You know, 5 hours of labor. My hand was so numb. Like, if you looked at my hand, it looked like I was being squeezed by, like, a silverback gorilla. It was impressive, really. That's what it was. It's, you know, it's that same mother strength that's, if ever we get trapped under, like, a burning car or something, and your mommy comes over, she'll be able to pick it up pretty easily. It's that same strength. Yeah. Damn, you almost broke my hand. I'm so lucky. I'm so, so lucky. Even on your worst day. I'm so proud to be your dad. Not Nightbreed.